Home. Such a seemingly simple concept. But this conversation proved it's loaded with meaning. Jonathan did a masterful job of seeing its many dimensions and what having a home and losing a home means. He said it's the degradation of our values that allows us to tolerate the current state of homelessness and that we close the door to it in fear that it could be us next. And then there's this, that even when we have a home, could be homeless because we don't feel at home within ourselves. Maybe it's a secret home that many can't find. Or maybe there are cracks in its walls that have to be repaired. In any case, if we don't even feel at home within ourselves, how will we be able to share a home with others? And what does sharing a home even mean? This very question helped illuminate Jonathan's vision even more. We dove into some dark corners in this conversation, but there were some uplifting insights too. We each have a human need to contribute, to serve something bigger than ourselves. Home is where you can be the person you want to be, whatever that is. And we can carry our home with us wherever we go. Whatever perception we had of home or homelessness before listening to this conversation, it's now deeper and more substantive. And that is essential to amplifying it to make his vision of a shared home matter to us and to all those who can help him realize it. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned.